Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
Let's see.
Steve Harvey.
Well,
listen. Steve Harvey. Why don't you join in?
Yeah.
Turn them out. Come on,
Steve.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice now. Come on, dig me. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. One more time, partner. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, how amazing is that? How good has God been to me? How good has he been to you? Just check yourself sometimes. Just sit up and just run a survey. Just look at your life where it's at. It might not be where you want it to be, but that's probably some decisions you made. But really, though, in spite of all the crazy mistakes I done made, I mean, man, I look back at some of the decisions I done came up with, and man, it's just amazing he let me live. I mean, it's to exist the way I exist, it that's nothing but grace, mercy, favor, all that is. That's what my mama praying for me when I wasn't praying for myself. That had to be it because, man, I can truly tell you, I have made enough mistakes, man, stuff you would never even know about, and recovered from them all. You can too. And I don't care what you've done. Marvin Sapp has a song out that says, he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. You know, that's an important song, man. Especially, you know, I want to talk to men today because, man, being a man is so, so difficult. Please know, it has been my quest ever since I was a little boy. My father had one ambition. Son, I don't care what you do, but when I get through raising you, you will be a man. That's all I want you to be. He never cared what I did for a living. It never made a difference to him. You're going to be a man. Manhood is difficult. Now, ladies that's listening to this, I'm not saying womanhood ain't. I don't know what it takes to be a woman, so... You know, but I do know exactly what it takes to be a man. So, you know, sometimes when you talk to people on the radio, you have to preface things because people are just go, he trying to make it look like womanhood ain't. No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just talking to men today to explain to them that they ain't by themselves and struggling trying to figure this thing out, that you are not alone in your quest for manhood, that is difficult. But I gotta tell you, man, manhood is that kind of difficult, and it becomes even more compounded if a young boy does not have a male role model. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it again. A young boy without a male role model is like an explorer without a map. Well, I have a suggestion for everybody that's struggling with manhood and all of the men out there that are men. This message is for all of us, and it's for me too. You know, I was listening to Joyce Myers the other day, and she made a statement. She said, sometimes you got to do the right thing even when it feels wrong. You know, one of the difficulties of manhood is peer pressure and the misguided principles of manhood. See, what God wants us to be as men and what we believe manhood is sometimes two different things. I'll give you an example. I wrote this book for women, right? And I was telling them the three ways that a man shows his love. And I call them three P's. We profess, we protect, and we provide. Every man who is a man, that's how he exhibits love. We're not talky-talky, comforting. We're not great nurturers. But when it comes down to it, what we all want to do, what is in our DNA, is to profess our love for something. You as a woman, to protect you as a woman, and to provide for you as a woman. That's in our DNA. Now, sometimes that gets messed up. And I'll give you an example. Sometimes when a boy doesn't have the proper real role model in his life, he takes that principle of love that we all possess in us, every man, the professing part, the protecting, and the providing part, and we misplay it. That's why gangs exist. Gangs exist off those three principles. What's the first thing a gang member do? He profess. He claim a hood. That's the first thing he do. This is my neighborhood. I'm Deuce Trey. I'm Triple H. I'm doop-de-doop. I'm purple. I'm red. I'm blue. The first thing they do is claim. That's professing. That's how we show our love. But it's misguided, though. Now we professing something that ain't even good for us. Your hood, your gang, your clique. Now guess what? Now we got to protect it. So now, as a protection part of our love, here we go. You come down here, we gonna do this to you. You go over there, they gonna do that to you. You protect your hood. This your turf. This all you got. You ain't nobody coming down here with blue on. Can't nobody come over here with red on. You can't come over here with purple on. You can't come over here with black and gold on. And we protect that because that's in our DNA. And then what's the third thing? We provide. So guess what the gang need? Money. Guess what we do? We selling drugs. We selling women. We selling guns. It go back to the same thing, man. I don't know how God gave it to me that way when I was writing the book, but he showed it to me along the way. That's how men love. Well, when you don't have a role model in your life, guess what? Now that love is misplaced, it's misguided, it's off track. Ain't no man told you that really you're supposed to take this love and give it to a woman. You really supposed to profess, protect, and provide for a woman, not your gang set. Now you professing your hood, repping a color, you protecting your territory, shooting people, driving by, coming over you on your street, and then you provide. Now you out here selling drugs and guns for the same thing. When a boy does not have a male role model, he has a misguided way of looking at manhood. Here's the deal. See, God created all of us in his image. That means he's put some of our DNA in him. That's why it's in your DNA to profess, protect, and provide. Because guess what? That's what God do for us. Because we his children. I'm just talking to men right now. I'm just telling you, man, I had to wake up about 5 years ago. I wasn't doing what God wanted me to do. And then he shook me. He said, man, I'm going to bring about some changes in your life. I'm going to cause some things to happen that's going to put you in a position. And this time you're going to listen to me. Because if you don't, you're going to keep living in this pain you've been in. But you put yourself in this pain. I owe no blame to no one else but myself. Please know I know that. And that's how you really get to manhood, when you figure out what you done wrong. You can't blame this on none of your exes because you a man. You can't go, my ex did this. No. You a man, partner. You got to take responsibility for yours and yours alone. If you got kids, you got to get to them some kind of way. Write them a letter. Send them the money. If she won't let you see it for the money, whatever. Send the money to her mama. Do what you're supposed to do as a man. Do what God wants you to do, man, because he not letting us off the hook for what we supposed to be just because you ain't doing it. And if you do it, you turn your life around. Just hollering at the fellas today, that's all. Sorry about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to give honor, to give thanks, to give praise to Almighty for waking us up again. I'm here for it, man. Appreciate you, God, everything you've done for me. I'm thanking you for all of us that's listening, man. You ought to join in with that. Just take a moment to say thank you. It's all good for letting you last through the night, for waking you up, for getting you back home safe, all of that. It's all good. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name, Kiss Brakes.
and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. I don't know where we're going with this today, but Junior, what's on your mind?
Uncle, I'll tell you what's on my mind, Uncle. Vision boards. Talk about vision boards, huh? You know, one thing I need to understand, Uncle, is how often do you have to change your vision board, or how much often do you revisit your vision board?
Well, this is my fourth vision board in seven years. This is my fourth vision board in about seven, eight years. My fourth vision board. And you change them because the old vision board has come true. The visions have become realized. Okay. Your vision board ain't going to stay the same if you're paying close attention. It's going to change. And if you operate in faith, my life is filled with nothing but faith. And then God does this amazing thing along the way. He gives you this incredible gift called grace. It's unexplainable. It's unmerited. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It has no rhyme or reason to it. Just sometimes you just get some grace. And you throw that in there, and next thing you know, man, a lot of your dreams start coming true. So vision boards are hopefully temporary. They'll always exist, but they will change as you acquire things. So that's it. But the vision boards are necessary. Vision boards are a scripture, Habakkuk 2:2. Habakkuk 2:2 says, clearly write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time. It's facts. It's not up for debate. It's not up for what you think. It's not your opinion. Habakkuk 2:2 is facts. It's facts. In any religion, that's facts. A man is as he thinketh. That's a fact. It's not an opinion. That's a fact. You receive what you put out. What your radar, what your remote sends out, the signal, is the signal that you attract. It's the law of attraction. It's all of that. These is facts. Habakkuk 2:2 is a fact, man. Read it, trust it, lean on it, believe it, and watch your dreams come true. Ha, boy, what? What? You ain't asking me nothing I don't know. Not about this here. No, sir. I'm locked in on this right here. And the thing I appreciate about it most is grace. Because his grace, it can't be purchased.
Amen.
It's given out freely. I'm looking for some today. In the words of old people, all I want is a little more grace, a little more grace. Thank you.
All right. Better all sing right, that man. Song. Tenor. Right. I hear you, tenor.
I was tenor back in the gospel. Purpose.
Coming up in 32 Ooh. Minutes after the hour, we're going to run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Blind man that wants to cut some hair. The blind barber, Shirley. All right, it's the blind barber. Don't knock it till you try it. You never tried it. They got some blind folk out there can do some hair. You just don't know about it. You just don't know about it. It's some good ones out there. It's some good blind people that can do some hair.
Don't sleep on them, Tommy.
Don't sleep. Okay. All right. So check it out. This right here is the blind barber. Run that prank back. Come on, Cat.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to reach the barber. Yeah, you run the barber shop down there, don't you?
I own the barber shop.
Okay. Now I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That's still good because just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what?
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell I need to put my taking ramps out and putting phones in Braille for? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not going to let that stop me. You know, I'm still going
to... Oh, no. Hell no, man. Wait a minute.
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good, so I didn't figure I'm going to start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of around my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, baby, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait now. See, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
No, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
Well, this what I like, though. This what I feel like this is my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
That's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there, and I told you when I first, what I tell you? I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cut.
I didn't have that kind of in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said. What I don't want you to do is make me mad about this. Now,
how you going to get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm offering, and you telling me this that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you're blind, man. What's going on with that?
Now, listen. I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barbershop. I'm going to fill these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Worry about getting in no tussle with me, because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you going to cut hair? It's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
But I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your. With my shot.
You gonna get your ass whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your song.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a damn. I don't want your money. You blind can't cut no man. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law, you can call any you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting hair. My. You won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming to whoop your. Cause you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number in the first. But who gave you my? No. You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your thing with the.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my shop. Who gave you my number?
Now, what difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job? See,
you don't call my personal phone. Man.
You're going to watch your tone with me. What you going to do?
I ain't going to watch your thing. Don't you bring your in my shop.
I tell you one thing you're going to watch. You're going to watch me get on your this evening.
How you going to get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm going to whoop that when I get a chance. Man.
You are.
You ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let it go.
Yeah. All right, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we'll talk about the fun Halloween celebrity costumes roundup. We saw a lot of them on social media. Plus, in other entertainment news, a Michigan woman has gone viral for calling former President Barack Obama a fine blankety blank. Wait till you hear this. Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. And in celebrity divorce news, sadly, Tom Brady and Giselle are done. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready for you right now. Corliss in Lubbock writes, I'm 30 and married to a great guy, but he's a pessimist. He won't go anywhere without a mask on, and he's still taking his clothes off at the door as if he's infected with something every day. I can't get him to relax and enjoy life anymore. Would I be wrong to visit my family during the holidays if he does not go?
If he don't want to go, yeah, you can go see your family. Tell him to stay his pessimist, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is, though. So just tell the little pesticide or whatever you call it.
No, it's the opposite of optimist, you know.
Huh?
It's the opposite of optimist. You know, optimist
oh,
always
so he
positive.
Always thinks something going to happen.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah, leave his ass at the house. He'll go there and mess up your Christmas. Christmas coming.
All right. All right, Corliss. All right, moving on to Sarah in Montgomery. Sarah says, this past Saturday,
Excuse me, one other thing.
Okay.
You might want to check all them clothes he keep taking off at the door because it might not be COVID on it.
Oh.
CLO. Yeah. CLO.
Okay. Yeah, you told a secret right there.
You're killing the love now, CLO.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
No, I'm just trying to need to go and pick them clothes up and smell them. See what's happening. Take a look.
All right. That was a bonus.
Check it for perfume, glitter, and lipstick.
Lipstick, uh-huh.
In that order.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about that glitter. You can't get that glitter out your clothes.
And you know this how.
Facts. Facts.
Well, that's not in the Bible. All right. Sarah in Montgomery.
I had glitter in my mustache for 3 weeks.
Oversharing.
Sarah, I had my lips right under the shower head trying to get it out.
Oh, and nothing, goodness. Huh? It wouldn't budge.
I damn near thought I was going to have to cut this thing off.
Start over.
Your mustache?
Yeah, oh, I damn near. That was so much shaving stuff in my mustache one day.
Oh, no.
Shut up, right. Steve.
Sarah in Montgomery as we move on. Sarah says, this past Saturday, we had a fall festival at the church for children 17 and under. The big kids were off in the distance listening to rap, cursing and causing a ruckus. They were very rude to us when we asked them to behave, and we felt threatened. Why is this new generation so disrespectful?
I don't know. Cause, well, let's try a couple of things. Cause y'all let them. Cause ain't nobody whipping nobody ass.
That's they're not their kids.
Ain't no rules. How you having a church convention and you letting the rap music play? Now, all rap music ain't bad, but come on now. If they're over there cussing in the corner,
at church.
If you allow cussing at the church, what we doing? They were rude. We felt threatened. Okay. Everybody go to church can't come to church.
What? Say that again. What now?
And it didn't make no sense, Shirley. You ain't got to repeat it. I just said what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
But what lose the attitude? I just asked.
Well, everybody come to church don't need to go to church. Put their ass out. You don't want to be here in church. You want to do what they do
but
at the club.
That's what
they
said. They felt threatened. Right? So they probably was in the corner listening to the music on their phones or whatever. And they
right.
Whoop their ass.
How do they know?
That's what Steve said originally.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I don't see what the problem is. You know,
let's just be honest.
This is church.
In.
You can't do at church what you do at the club.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's respect.
Especially for a church. Cursing.
But if you
church,
let them disrespect you, they're going to keep doing it. Threatening. Go get your husband. Whoop that ass.
Yeah.
lot of 15-year-old boys out. Take an ass whooping. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
They ain't really good fighters no more. They good at PlayStation and Mortal Kombat, but they ain't good with their hands.
All right. Moving on to George in Nashville. George writes, my 82-year-old aunt told me that she and my dad had an affair when they were in their 50s, and she has wanted to tell my mother for years. My mom and dad have been married for 55 years, so I told my aunt to let it go, but she wants to clear her conscience before she dies. How can I stop her?
Clear your conscience with the Lord.
Yes.
You're not going to clear it with no people. You're too damn old to run in there. You were right after that, you might die.
Yeah, she's 82. Yeah.
You already 82. You know how much stuff you done you need to share? Man, I got stuff like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, lady. At 65, right now, it's some stuff I cannot tell.
You got to take it to your grave.
I wonder how much stuff you're taking to your grave, Steve.
A bunch. Ain't no one or two items.
Ooh.
I got a treasure chest full of stuff. I got to take my money. It ain't going to be no damn room. I'm going to get bigger casket.
Wow.
I'm going to have to get married where the Egyptian kings got married. I'm going to get buried in a tomb because I got so much stuff going to have to go in there. Not no mausoleum. I'm going to need a tomb. I'm going to need a whole room like Nefertiti or somebody.
Put all my stuff in
there. Hey, I'm going to need a whole room. Filling up the room. Filling up the room. There ain't no room for me. Filling up the room. Filling up the room. I need a way more room. Way more room. I said I ain't got enough room. I ain't got enough room for all the mess I got. For all the mess I got. I need a bigger room. 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 I need a bigger room for all this mess that I dun, dun.
All right, last one.
Yes, Lord.
Diane in Stone Mountain says, my boyfriend picked me up from work and his female co-worker's work badge was on the floor. When I found the badge, he called her to tell her she left it in his car. She said, thanks, big head, and they hung up. Should I be mad that he gave her a ride or because of the silly nickname she called him? Thanks, big head. Yeah.
How slap about him right across the
hold
beak.
Hold on. Well, that
thanks,
depends
head.
On what she was making reference to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a double little story.
Well, thank you.
You got to pay attention to references. A lot of these is references. Thanks, big head. Well, you might have a bigger problem than you think, lady.
Wow.
You know, how the hell that badge get on the floor? What kind of tussling was going on in here where the badge had to fall on the floor?
Wow.
Thanks, big head.
All right. Welcome. Something to think about. Yeah. All right. Coming up at the thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
I'm here for you.
You're here for it. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, the Halloween costumes were so cute on social media. Steve, your daughter Lori killed it. I mean, killed it as Beyonce.
Yes.
From both videos. Yeah, wasn't she cute? She was adorable. So cute. Me, myself, and I, that video, and check on it. Steve, we saw you on TikTok and on Steve Harvey FM. It's Big Pimpin'. Look at you.
With the wig, though. With
I know, I know, right? You did your thing. You did your thing. Other celebrity costumes. Singer Monica was Lisa Left Eye Lopez from TLC. Kerry Washington pulled it off as Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Kylie Jenner was the Bride of Frankenstein. Kim Kardashian was Mystique from the Marvel movies. And Lizzo came as Marge Simpson. Also, Kelly Rowland was Catwoman, and Diddy was the Joker. Wow, that was a really good one, good costume he had, too. We saw a lot of Steve Harvey costumes as well, Steve.
Yeah,
people came as you for Halloween. You've made it. You've arrived.
Yeah, somebody sent me a link.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of funny.
All the kids. Uh-huh. All the young people. That's like that time Tasha dressed up as you. She said they were in school. What's up, Steve? What's up? Girl, you're a trip.
Kevin Hart was Tyrion.
Was he? From Game of Thrones. I love it.
Cute.
All right, so listen to this now. In other trending news, this is from our home station in Detroit, Mix 92.3. A Michigan woman has gone viral after giving a flattering compliment for our forever president, Barack Obama. Our former president was speaking at a rally in Detroit to show support for Michigan Democrats, and he talked about aging on the campaign trail. That's when the woman reminded him that he is finer than... Take a listen.
I have to admit that sometimes going out on the campaign trail feels a little harder than it's used to. Not just because I'm older and grayer. I don't know if y'all heard that. What? I'm sorry, what'd you say? Said I was still fine. I'm not going to tell Michelle you said that. Although Michelle does agree. She knows. But that, we're getting distracted. Squirrel.
That's cool.
I love it, man.
She was not expecting that. President Obama was in Michigan to encourage voters to support Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the upcoming elections against Republican candidate Tudor Dixon. And finally, in entertainment news, on Friday, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen confirmed in coordinated statements that they are officially single. Tom wrote, "My wife and I finalized our divorce. The terms of child support and alimony will remain confidential." Last week, they completed the 4-hour family stabilization course required of divorcing couples in many states, including
Florida.
When they
start that.
Yeah. 4-hour family stabilization.
4-hour family stabilization.
It's required.
Hard to have that when you're being shot at, though.
Yeah. Yeah, these sessions, they say, educate parents about the impact divorce has on children, which they agreed to joint custody.
Okay.
So there you go. So, Steve, what was the first thing you did after getting a divorce? The first thing.
Vegas.
What'd you say?
Went to Vegas.
Got divorced at 11 o'clock, 7:30, I was in Vegas.
That'll do it. That's how you clear it up. 7:30.
Did you already have your ticket or did you buy it at the airport?
Buy a ticket, sure. I went to Vegas. I just said I went to Vegas.
Doesn't matter how
I got a jet and went to Vegas, Shirley. I didn't buy no damn ticket. I was in a hurry. I wanted to go now. Right after that.
I just wanted to know, did you plan it? That's all. That's why I was asking.
Well, he went to Vegas, and then so we need to find out what was the first thing you did when you got to Vegas? What did you do?
Lit a cigar.
Uh-huh.
And started gambling hard.
Yeah.
Stayed up to about 4:30 a.m.
What?
Went and got some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Went back to gamble, but I was just bereaved and distraught.
Aww.
Oh, not from the divorce. I had lost $8,000.
That's what I thought. From the divorce.
Hell no.
I felt after my divorce.
I was getting past that. And then,
was you introducing yourself to other people? Just other women? Did you just start just introducing yourself?
Right away, immediately?
Yeah, like right away?
Immediately.
Got to get this behind. Best way to get over.
Hello, how you doing?
So is that what Tom Brady needs to do?
You might recognize me, but I'm
is that your voice?
Oh, you did. You name dropped on him.
I got divorced this morning.
It's over.
Yeah. No, I didn't really. No, man, I wouldn't. Yeah. That's the first thing I did. I went to Vegas, man. Enjoyed myself.
Okay. All right. Well, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, a woman gives birth, speaking of planes, Steve, on a plane in mid-flight. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Kendria Roden, 21, of Hartford, Connecticut, a young pregnant woman, was cleared to fly by her doctor at 32 weeks with her due date set for October 23rd. So last month, she decided to go on a trip with her family to the Dominican Republic before welcoming her baby boy. Kendria began to experience cramps in the airplane, in her airplane seat, as the American Airlines flight took off from New York City. Within 34 minutes into the flight, her water broke. She had gone into full-fledged labor, prompting the cabin crew to assist in delivering the child. They took her to the back of the plane, and 20 minutes later, an announcement was made that we've got a new passenger aboard, a beautiful baby boy named Skylin. When the flight landed, the Roden family went to the American Embassy to confirm the newborn's American nationality and expedite his emergency passport, which lists his birthplace as in the air.
Air. Wow. Oh, wow. I knew.
In the air. All right, so Steve, here's a question for you. Okay. If you were the captain on this plane, if you were the pilot, what would you have said or what would you have done?
Act like I don't know what the hell going on.
What? You got to say something.
I ain't got to say a damn thing, man. We going where we was going, we going. If this plane was going to Vegas, we still going to Vegas.
But what would you have said over the speaker, though? They were going to the Dominican Republic.
We've got a announcement to make. Well, first of all, thank everybody for boarding the flight. I hope you're enjoying yourself. We've had quite a bit of activity going on in the back today. Lovely young lady got on the plane and has absolutely ruined an entire row of seats with water and mucus and placenta and things of that nature. We don't know what the hell's going on back there, but anyway, just wanted to say there's a good thing of all this. We've given birth to a wonderful little boy. We don't have his name yet. She obviously was flying and escaping her daddy, so we don't know what the baby's name is or the condition But just want to say welcome into the world, little fella. And, prepare yourself for a life filled with promises and broken, shattered dreams. That's what we are. And that's what we do here in America. We show it to you, and then we snatch it away.
What?
Thank you for joining us. I hope you have a great flight. Have a great flight and a wonderful life, young man. And to the young lady, you will be getting a bill for paying for those seats that were ruined in the back of the room.
We're all depressed now.
Thank you for flying Southwest. That's how we treat you over here. That's it. Them bags is free, but that birth damn show ain't. Thanks. Thank you for flying Southwest, everybody.
All right, coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Pastor Jamal Bryant preached a word this past Sunday about Herschel Walker. We'll talk about it right after this.
That boy brought it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Pastor Jamal Bryant from the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta preached a word on Sunday about Republican candidate Herschel Walker running for Senate. Take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, when the Republican Party of Georgia moved Herschel Walker from Texas to Georgia so that he could run for Senate, it's because change was taking too fast in the post-antebellum South. The state had been flipped blue, and there are some principalities that were not prepared for a black man and a Jewish man to go to Senate at the exact same time. So they figured that they would delude us by picking somebody who they thought would in fact represent us better with a football than with a degree in philosophy. They thought we were so slow, that we were so stupid, that we would elect the lowest caricature of a stereotypical broken black man as opposed to somebody who is educated and erudite and focused. Y'all ain't ready for me today. Since Herschel Walker was 16 years old, white men been telling him what to do. Telling him what school to go to, where to live, where to eat, where to buy a house, where to run, where to sit down, where to sleep, where to pay for abortions, where to buy a gun. And they, you think they not gonna tell him how to vote? In 2022, we don't need a walker, we need a runner.
Yeah.
Go ahead, boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He preached that thing, didn't he?
He preached that thing.
Amen.
He preached it up hard.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Man. And, I listened to the whole thing, man. He mm-hmm. The whole thing is really, really good, man. I mean, he made a valid point. And it's something we've been saying on the show, too. See,
that's
you think
right.
we're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You think you can go get this black dude just because he ran a football and that's going to make us go, yeah, he'd be good, too. No, he won't. We actually know what character is in our community. We actually care about the welfare of our children. We actually care about voting rights. We care about suppression. Those of us that are old enough, we understand what civil rights was about. Those of us who are not old enough to know have benefited from it. So we have watched our parents, we watched our grandparents go through this. So ain't nobody stupid. Ain't nobody stupid. Yeah. But he's absolutely right, man. They moved this guy here because they just could not stand what happened last time. And they propped him up. And they propped him up because they got him to say everything they wanted him to say. Do you know there is no more prized possession in the Republican Conservative Party than to find a black person that will speak they noise, they rhetoric, and say whatever they want to say, even against black people? There's no bigger prize than to find a black person for white people. That's the biggest prize in politics. If you can find a black person that's for white people and against black people, oh my goodness, you can put him on Fox. Look at Larry Elder. They put him on Fox. I wish I knew the black dude's name with the silver hair that they got on there with the round horn-rimmed glasses now. The dark-skinned brother. He sickens me, man. They put him on there. They go get Candace Owens. They go get anybody. They wouldn't got Kanye. How did Kanye end up on Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson only puts people on his show that he can either out-debate and twist or put people on there. He was so cordial to Kanye. It was scary. I've never seen Tucker Carlson this amicable with a guest before. Oh, he was everything. So you say that, right? That's what they do. And now you think we stupid. Now you don't got Herschel Walker. No, man. Georgia, we going to the polls. Philly, we going to the polls. Detroit, we going to the polls. Milwaukee, we going to the polls. South Carolina, North Carolina, we going to the polls. Florida, Texas, we going to the polls.
Yeah, this is the last week to vote early. Mm-hmm.
We are not who you think we are. And you think it's as simple. You're going to get some damn Herschel Walker. This knucklehead imbecile. Stupid ass sitting up in here acting like he a damn politician. He don't know how to act like a father, a husband, or nothing else. Now you want him to run. Man, get out of here. Miss us with him. He ain't going to make it.
Go to whenweallvote.org. We have to get out and vote. Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he's dressing for the ladies. He's dressing for the ladies. We'll get into that right after this. Steve thinks that one's about him, of course. Mm-hmm. But we'll find out who it's really about. Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
You know what? I need a little makeup done. You know?
Oh,
I need
really?
A little makeup done. Yeah, just makeup. A little bit.
TV.
Mm-hmm. A bit. Mm-hmm. You know? So the title of this is, Can You Do My Makeup? Can you do my makeup? Let's go. Cat dog.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Brandy, please?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Carl. I'm calling. I got a... you came highly recommended. You actually are. I'm sorry. Is it? I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it makeup artist, makeup stylist? What do you call it?
It's makeup artist. I'm a professional makeup artist.
Okay. And you work at the you work with the makeup counter in.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I got a photo shoot coming up, and I wanted to see about sometime this week, maybe the following week, you could actually come and I hire you to actually make me up for my photo shoot. Do you do a lot of photo shoots at all, or you?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I've been in the business for 10 years, so I've been around several photo shoots.
Okay, good deal. So you have any time this week that I can actually just come in and we can do like a trial run or something?
Yeah, I'll actually be here Friday for about 6 hours. Will Friday work for you? I'm here. I start at 11.
At 11. I mean, I could come in like maybe like around 3 on Friday. Can you squeeze me in at that time?
I sure can.
Okay, what's a good, is there a certain makeup for men?
It works out the same as for women in photo shoots. You just need some type of cream foundation, something to even out the skin tone, powder you down to take away the oils, cover up any blemishes or anything like that. It's pretty much the same. Of course, you don't get the whole eyeshadow and lashes and stuff. But
Right.
You know,
well, I'm not trying to get all that. But I'm just trying to look good on camera. Let me ask you this. How much makeup have you done as far as men? You know what I mean?
Yes, several.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with it. You'll be fine, trust me.
That's what I was really worried about, is if you were going to be comfortable with it. Because, have you done, I'm a little conscientious about a few things, you know what I mean? And how many butts have you done?
I'm sorry? How many what?
Like butts, you know, how many butts have you made up?
I haven't made up any butts. Like, are you, like, you mean, like, asses?
Yeah, I mean, because, see, I'm actually doing a nude photo shoot. And, you know, I got a couple scratches and, you know, some old scars on my butt. And, I, you know, like you said, I'm a little shy about, you know, some of that. So I was hoping you could actually make sure that those scars don't show. And, you know, you said you kind of, make sure everything is doesn't look oily. You know what I mean, and I just need to get
I didn't understand what you were talking about. I may not be the makeup artist. I'm not gonna do your.
Okay, but I mean, we're just talking about makeup, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm not about to put my makeup brushes that I use on people's faces on your ass. Like, tell your photographer to like Photoshop that.
Okay,
like,
okay. Who I mean, that's why I'm coming in to see you on Friday. I want you to do everything and make me up there in the store so I can see what it looks like. I want to see.
You were going to come into my job and make me do your like, what are you, what planet are you, where did you think that was going to work? You cannot come into my job. How are you going to come to my job naked? Seriously?
I mean, well, I was going to wear a robe. I'm not going to just, you know, walk
in
there naked.
No, you are not. Don't you even think about coming into my job. Who referred you? Who told you? You need to delete this number. Do not. I'm not about to get this job.
Well, I just need to get my
ass
done, okay? I don't want to go back and forth with you.
Look,
why is it a problem with you doing my what is the problem with you doing my butt and putting some makeup on it? Now, if I need to buy you some brushes, I'll buy you some brushes and you can take some brushes.
I don't want you to buy me anything. I don't want you coming into my job. I don't want you calling me ever again to do any kind of work.
I'm coming in there and I'm now listen, I am
a professional makeup artist. Clearly, you don't know what that means. So you
and
need
if
to
you're professional, then you will take out the part that's bothering you and do the job, lady. You know what I mean? If my
I'm going to have to call on you before I get real ignorant. I'm not about to finish this conversation. Do not come into my job. Do not call me to do your ass. That's not going to happen.
So I guess it's safe to go around and let people know that Brandy is not professional because you can't do parts
Look,
of the body.
My reputation is good in the streets, boo. You can't go around and tell anybody that I'm not professional. Nobody's ever called me to do their ass. Get some skincare for your ass. How about that? And then you won't need any makeup.
I know you didn't. You're not going to sit here and now start talking about my ass. If I told you some of my deepest secrets to let you know, I want to come in there and get some makeup.
Well, that's your bad for telling a stranger your deepest secrets.
Okay, you know what? I'm coming up to your store anyway on Friday, all right? And I'll talk to your boss
don't
and
let
them know.
Don't let it fool you, okay? You heard me. Don't come in my job. Look, if I lose my job over your foolishness, I guarantee you will be paying all my bills.
Okay, bottom line is I'm coming in there with my robe on Friday. Somebody going to do my butt. You, your manager.
Sir, you're not coming. You know what? How about you come up here right now? How about I go ahead and take care of the situation right now? I'm here now. Can you come right now?
I can come up there right now with my robe.
Well, bring your butt up here right now. We'll see if your butt gets done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line, who is your manager anyway? Where's she at? Is she there?
I am the manager. Now what?
Okay, see, that's what the damn problem is. You got yourself a little position at your job. Now you're trying to throw your weight around. If a person wants to get their butt done, okay, look, didn't you see Avatar? Them people have makeup all on their butt, all on their back and everything.
Okay, how about you call them? You call them and ask them to do your butt. Don't call me. I'm hanging up. Do not call me anymore.
They are makeup artists. What are you?
Look, this conversation is over.
Yeah, it's over because you know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brandy. But do Brandy know who Brandy talking to?
Clearly somebody who is ignorant.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Carmen.
You are lying. I'm getting off the phone. Why y'all do that? That is not cool. I hope nobody's listening. You just made me act real stupid.
I got you, girl. I got you good.
You got me good. With the butt? Yeah, for real. Get you some skincare. Get some skincare to take care of them problems.
Hey, baby, I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, the damn Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Gotcha, Brandy.
Come on, man.
That was funny.
Gotcha, girl.
That was good.
I like that one.
We're going to do this butt now. I don't care. Now. You got all these blemishes and things I got.
Didn't care.
Okay. We're going to get this butt done today.
I'm on my way in my robe right now.
You're going to come up to my job naked? What is wrong with you?
Doing what I got to do. I want my butt done. Hello?
I don't do butt.
Oh, man. No.
It's not what I do.
Oh, nephew. I'm all caught up, ready to love reunion 1 and 2.
Are you,
girl?
Yes, honey. Miami, I'm ready for the next season.
A lot of refereeing going on.
Yes, I was feeling for you, Neff. I really, really was. You had a rough time on these. But yeah, they gave you a run this reunion season. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I've never heard you yell like that. You were like, wait a minute.
Man, it was going down.
This is just
Sit
a
down.
Bit much now. Sit your ass down.
Yeah. And Randall couldn't say nothing.
He just was like, I ain't got nothing to say. But you know who I love, though? I still love the island guy. What was his name? LG? L something.
Oh, LC. I know you're
LJ.
Talking about
the one that was LJ. Yeah. The one that was dating everyone. He had a different girl for every day.
Love it, love it, love it.
All right.
That's what, Ready to Love. You can catch me, though, Saturday night, November 12th, Charleston, South Carolina, at the Omar Shrine Auditorium. The Omar Shrine Auditorium, Nephew Tommy and Friends, Saturday night, November the 12th, in the Low Country. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, he's getting back out there. You heard him. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject, he's dressing for the ladies. We'll find out what that's all about. It's not about you, Steve, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write it.
It could be. Okay. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject, he's dressing for the ladies. All right. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I are in our mid-60s, and he was a board member at the hospital in our county, but he just was elected president of the board. To celebrate, I took him to a suit warehouse and treated him to two suits that actually fit. He's lost weight, so his old suits hang off him. When we went to the ceremony to swear him in and the new board members in, I saw a lot of young, pretty ladies that I'd never seen in our area. We're in a small rural part of the city, so it is rare to see young, beautiful Black women. I made a point to get around to meet the ladies and find out more about them. They're all fairly new to our area, and three of them are nurses. I watched how they swooned around my husband in his new suit, and I can't blame them since he looked so fine that night. I could see he was feeling good that night because we had a fantastic time in the bedroom later on. A few days later, he said he was going to let his beard grow out to see what it would look like. He said one of the nurses loves how older men have the salt and pepper beards. I loved all of his new confidence and the great sex we were having. He even bought some sort of sexual enhancer and we experimented with it. Then, about 2 weeks ago, the magic ended when I got my credit card statement online and saw that my husband had purchased 4 more suits, shirts, and he bought shoes without even telling me. Okay. I paid that bill.
I'm sorry.
What'd you say, Steve?
I'm sorry. That was a comment. I probably should have waited until it was my turn. Go ahead.
Okay. I pay that bill, so it would have been nice to know beforehand. He is acting like it's no big deal, and he'll just pay the bill himself. I told him he is dressing for those ladies at the hospital, and he called me jealous. Should I be worried or supportive of his new swag? Well, I think he's too familiar with these ladies, and I think they're way too common with him, first of all. And yes, I think you should be a little worried and mad, because you're right. He is dressing for the new ladies at the job. I mean, no question. It's nothing wrong with that. if that's all it is, though. But these ladies, according to what you saw with your own eyes, they were making a fuss over your husband. And you were right there with them. You were right there. And he was encouraging it, it sounds like. He does encourage it. My, how he's changed with all this new attention, huh? From the sex enhancer to the all new clothes that he bought with your credit card, the new beard because nurses told him to. And the worst one of all, I didn't like this one at all. He called you jealous. I mean, I think that's very insensitive of him. Has he forgotten that you're his wife, the one who has to deal with his selfish, immature behavior now? He has invited this trouble into your marriage. Now, you're all worried and feeling some kind of way. You know, these young nurses have blown his head up so much that he's totally about to lose it. He can't even see or doesn't care that he's disrespecting you and causing you concern. What? And giving you cause for concern. He's costing you money, running up your charges on your credit card to look good for these other women. Why would you be supportive of that? I say no, don't support his new swag. His ego is out of control. You need to let him know that he's playing with fire right now. And these new young nurses are not worth risking his marriage over. Plain and simple. Steve?
What? Oh, my God.
What? You have a problem?
I disagree with every single thing out of Shirley's mouth.
The is anyone surprised?
He's dressing for the ladies as he should.
That's all you care about.
Oh, my goodness. Come on now. Come on now. What are we waiting on here? I'm sitting up in there. I can't believe this is what we're talking about here. You got to be kidding me. Let's stop this foolishness right here. Let me cut my camera on so you can see my face. How do I do that? Go back over here. Yeah, let me cut my camera on. So there you go. There I am. I'm back on the Zoom right now.
Are.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
Now, let me go on in here and pull this ladder back up so I can get back into action. Yeah, strawberry ladder. Click, click. Yeah, now. How we doing now? Can y'all see my face?
We can see you, baby.
Because I want you to see my face.
You thought this letter was about you. That's
he dressing for the ladies, as he should. What you tripping for? Mm-hmm. My husband and I are now mid-60s. Oh, come on, talk to me now. He was a board member at a hospital. Okay, that never could happen to me. There's no way they're giving me a board seat at a damn hospital. It's no way. I can't operate, nor do I care.
This letter is not about you.
Well, I'm just clearing myself from the letter because I don't want nobody to think I was at the hospital because I don't even really care for sick people that much.
Anyway.
Stop. Wait a minute. Stop.
He was elected president of the board. Yes, Junior, I said it. I don't really care for sick people. That's why when you go in the hospital, I don't bother you. I wait till you get out. Damn. Let's not make this about me.
Well, don't do it. Hang on.
Anyway, like I was saying, Junior, you need to relax and don't make this about you. This is not a time to promote sickle cell because you're going to get Tommy involved and then it's going to all be about sicknesses. Let's not do that right now.
Steve.
This is about an old school player with some suits on and he looking good. And his wife right now is kind of happy, benefiting but hating. And I'll tell you about it when we come back. Here up, Shirley.
We'll have part two of Steve's crazy response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's dressing for the ladies. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. He's dressing for the ladies, and it's not about you.
And like I said, as he should dress for the ladies. That's what didn't happen to this generation now. They stopped dressing for women. They started dressing for each other. That's what the whole problem is right there. And so, see, now I'm sitting up in here looking at this letter, and it's ridiculous. Now, you sitting up in here talking about he was a board member at the hospital, just got elected. Took him to suit warehouse, treated him to two suits that actually fit because the man lost some weight. Well, he went to the ceremony, swore him in as a new board member. Now, here's where the problem started. I saw a lot of young, pretty ladies that I'd never seen in our area. Uh-oh, insecurity and jealousy has just reared her ugly head. which is what this letter is about as we read on. Thank you, Shirley, for not pointing that out. Jealousy and insecurity. Now, all of a sudden, she tripping. We're in a small rural part of this city, so it was right. You can't be in a rural part of what city? You either in the city or you in the rural area. You need to make up your mind now. So it was rare to see young, beautiful black women. Why is that rare? I don't like the tone of this letter. Yeah, I don't like the tone of this letter because it's rare to see young, beautiful black women. Oh, you want old, fat, ugly ones? See, it's right there. That's why I don't like that letter right there. That's what she said. I made a point to get around to meet the ladies and find out more about them. Oh, so now you Snoop Dogg, you got to do research.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Snooping around. She a bloodhound. Find out more about them. They all fairly new to our area, and three of them are nurses. I watch how they swooned around my husband in his new suit, and I can't blame them since he looked so fine that night. Maybe it wasn't about the new suit. Maybe it was because they were swooning around him because he was at a new position of power. That's what the swoon was. It wasn't about the suits, lady. You trying to make it about you, but they trying to cozy up and get next to the power because he controls jobs and stuff. Hello. I can't blame them since he looked so fine that night. I could see he was feeling good that night because we had a fantastic time in the bedroom later on. Oh, so you benefited from that. A few days later, he said he was going to let his beard grow to see how it would look like. He said one of the nurses loves how older men have the salt and pepper beard.
Mm-hmm.
Why he told you that, that struck me a bit as stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I would have just grew the beard out. But it's amazing when somebody else start complimenting your man when you ain't. And now you got a problem with it. You see where I'm going with this here, don't you?
You are not going to make this his wife's fault. No.
Oh, no. Well, you ain't finna make it the husband's fault. That's what you did in your letter. That's why I read the letter
different. Because it is his fault.
No, it ain't his fault. She bought the suits. He got the job. She benefiting. She got the credit card. She done paid for it. And all this here. I could see he was feeling good that night. Fantastic time in the bedroom. A few days later, he was going to let his beard grow out. See how it looks at one of the nurses. Love how old the men look in salt and pepper beard. He shouldn't have said that. That was
no.
I loved all his new confidence and the great sex we was having. Okay, you still benefit from it. He even bought some sort of sexual enhancer, and we experimented with it. Well, we all know what that is, sexual enhancer.
What is it?
You know, that's either a pill or a cream.
Okay.
And you experimented with it.
That's
once
true.
Again, you benefited. Yeah. Now, he wasn't over there trying it on the nurses. He was doing it with you. Then about 2 weeks ago, the magic ended when I got my credit card statement online and saw that my husband had purchased 4 more suits.
Mm-hmm.
Shirts, and he bought shoes without even telling me. Why he got to tell you when he bought some shoes?
Why
he got
card?
To tell you when he bought some? He work.
He don't have a credit card.
Well, see, because he put it on her credit card because she done gangstered it. She calling it her credit card. It might be their credit card. How can he use her credit card and not be a signer on it? Hello, excuse me?
Why wouldn't she say our credit card? Why does she say my credit card?
Because she wrote the letter.
Card.
She wrote how he get access to the card at the store to buy FOMO suits unless he a signer on the card, sure.
It's her card.
Okay, and it's his money because he work every day. I bet he make more than her. And that ain't even in the letter, but I'm just going
to
say that to make myself sound better. It ain't got a damn thing to do with it. And that's no, it sounds sexist, but I did that just to prove my point. I pay that bill. So what? With what money? So it would have been nice to know beforehand. He acted like it's no big deal, and he'll just pay the bill himself. Why? Because he got money. I told him he's dressing for them ladies at the hospital. He called me jealous, and she is. Should I be worried or supportive of his new swag? You should be supportive of his new job and position and the new swag. You turn him on to the suits. He done lost the weight. You didn't lose the weight. He lost the weight. He looking good. He in his mid-60s. He trying to make a comeback. I would be proud of my man. He ain't messing with none of them nurses down there. Uh-huh. He bought all that cream and pills to the house with you. What you tripping for with your insecure self? Why don't you start complimenting your man sometime? I know all the women out there, man, that disrespond.
How do you know she's not?
She ain't said nothing to him. I bought them suits. That's my credit card. I pay that bill. I gave you swag.
We're out of time.
I went out there and looked around here and all them young, beautiful black women here. What is they in here for? Where's the fat, ugly ass nations at?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior with Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Let me let everybody know that Junior Claus is coming to town. If you have a family member with sickle cell, they could use a nice Christmas. Let us know. Write us in at CuresHope.org. And then we're going to try to do our best to give them the Christmas of a lifetime. That's CuresHope.org. We're looking for 10 families. What is it, Mr. Harvey?
Is Junior Claus ever not made it one year?
When I was a kid, I woke up in the hospital on Christmas before, so I know the feeling. That's what
I mean, as you got your head of your foundation, you've been doing it every year.
I've been doing it every year for 8 years now, sir.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good job.
Wonderful job. Here we go to sports. World Series has been postponed. Game 3 was supposed to have been last night. It's going to be tonight. The series is tied at 1-1. Phillies took game 1 on last Friday, 6-5 and 10 innings, and the Astros came back game 2 on Saturday. 5-2. Strohs is in it, man. Astros and the Phillies. Also, Unc, I guess I got to let you know. I know you overseas. You won't know this. But them Cleveland Browns, man.
What?
Them Cleveland Browns, man.
What?
Them Cleveland Browns showed out on the Cincinnati Bengals, man. 32-13. Jacoby Brissett. Amari Cooper. Chubb. Hunt.
They showed up.
They showed up and showed out, they man. Showed it wasn't up. Even close, dog. Blowout.
Beat the Bengals. Damn. Only team I want to beat more than that is the Steelers.
But let me ask you, is this going to cause a riff in y'all group, though? Because all y'all clean.
Oh, yeah. This was a lot of non-speaking. I've been on the text with them. And it was ugly, man. It was ugly. So I want
congratulations
to Brutus,
the Cleveland Browns, man.
To
they
Brutus,
moved
Spade,
and
Marvelous, and Leon, so damn what? The Bungles lost.
The Bungles, not the Bengals?
Yeah, that's what we call them, the Bungles.
The Bungles.
The Bungles.
Oh. Yeah. Also, man, shout out to LeBron James and the Lakers. They got their first win of the season, beating the Nuggets 121-110. They are now 1-5. They still looking at this. They still talking about trying to trade Russell Westbrook. They keep looking at this.
Russ ain't the problem, but Russ need to get out of there where Russ can go be Russ.
Yeah.
Russ cold, man. Russ a great basketball player. Great engine, but his engine is not allowed to run in the system they got. He got to wait on AD ass
with
to
LeBron's
get on the
engine.
Flow.
Yeah. He's coming off the bench, man. So, but they did get the first win. They got their next game tomorrow night against the Pelicans. That could be win number 2, man. It's just 6 games. Everybody relax, man. It's not the end of the season. It's not the end of the world.
They act like this June.
Man, they act like this is it for them.
Yeah,
they going to next year.
Bad.
You know what LeBron do? LeBron show up. He ready. He know when to turn it on.
Oh, LeBron ain't no joke, man.
Man. That's it, Shirley. That's sports talk for today. Congratulations.
All right, Brown. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a guy on social media needs advice, Steve. He's looking at pictures considering cheating. That's what he wants to know. Is looking at pictures considered cheating? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, listen to this. This is from Greg on Facebook. Greg writes, my girlfriend is really mad at me. I have a friend with an obsession with a Latino weather meteorologist a couple
exactly
times a week.
Who she is.
You do? A couple
what
of times a week.
This?
He texts me with a new picture that she's posted on Instagram. Why he's telling me, I have no idea. Anyway, my girlfriend walked by just as I opened the text and a picture of a woman in a thong bikini popped up. Now I'm apparently a, quote, cheater and, quote, can't be trusted. I could block just my homie, but that seems like it's an overreaction. I'm looking at a picture of someone I'll never meet and I never asked for it. Have you tried telling your girl that she's overreacting?
Mm. Yeah, she is overreacting to that right there. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly who you're talking about.
The meteorologist.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something.
Which station is she on, Steve?
There is an overreaction. It is. It's an overreaction. You know. But you've got to be careful, dog. But it is an overreaction. Looking at women is not cheating. You know, girl watching has been a sport for men for thousands of years. It is why you wear high heel shoes and do your hair. It's so when people look at you, they admire you. And men have been looking at women since the beginning of time. That's never going to stop. But see, women do it.
Yes, they do.
Every day. Yes. They just do it better and smarter. You know.
Okay.
So, watching beautiful human beings is natural. Or just watching the people that you are attracted to is natural. You have a type, you have a taste, you have a like. Have you found yourself looking at somebody that's really not your taste, but you go, wow, all right now. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
Why is everybody so damn quiet?
Because we're married. Everybody on this mic.
We're trying to walk light, dog.
Yeah, we have a child
with you, but like, I don't want to.
You're out there by yourself.
Well, but see, I'm on the spot because I got to answer this dude that done wrote in. Uh-huh, yeah, man, right. She's overreacting. But I know exactly.
I agree with you on that. I do
about.
Think she's overreacting.
Yeah. But how does he tell her that? That's his. Isn't that the question he's saying? Mm-hmm. How does he tell her?
Have
that
you tried telling your girl that she's overreacting?
Right. Right.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. I done tried it. It ain't gonna work.
There's your answer.
What station is she on? I'm just trying to figure out who they're talking about. What weather?
We told you, boy.
Can you
get up in the morning, T?
Huh?
Just flip.
I was in the
Tommy.
Moment.
In the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
what?
Yeah. It's an overreaction. Complete and total.
Mm-hmm. No way. But how does he tell her that? What does he say? That's what he wants
it's
to
no
know.
Words you can say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's no words you can say.
Tommy obviously has a picture now.
I'm learning to speak Spanish.
I'm into lightning now. And
wait, and Junior said, what'd you say, Junior?
I'm learning to speak Spanish. I haven't got very far.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Yeah, we know who he's talking about.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So okay. She's overreacting. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He can't tell her. Steve's saying there's nothing he could say, so oh well.
I don't know why he can't just say that he's overreacting.
Say that to her, to say it to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what's wrong with that? All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, if your Twitter account has one of those blue check marks, it's about it's about to cost you a monthly fee. Get ready for that. That's according to The Verge. Elon Musk has his developers creating a subscription service for $20 a month, and it will be required for people who are part of the verified user program. If you don't subscribe within 90 days of rollout, you'll lose your checkmark, okay? Twitter is yet to confirm this news, but Musk tweeted over the weekend, quote, the whole verification process is being revamped right now. Also in Twitter news, LeBron James has called on Elon Musk to handle the 500% increased usage of the N-word on Twitter after he purchased the social media site. So yeah, while you up there, you know, while you buying it and firing people and stuff.
Yeah.
Handle that.
Check the 500,000. That's what you need to check. Blue check that. Let us know who that is.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody tell you to put out that money for Twitter. Ain't nobody told you to do that.
No.
But
him to go spend all that money for that. Now you're trying to get all your money back at one time. What did you tell you?
Right, charging people.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
No.
But charging people to be verified.
If I lose,
I see y'all on Facebook. I'll be right there waiting on you.
See you on the gram, huh? Snap.
See you on the gram, baby.
TikTok.
But think about this. If we lose the check, ain't it still me?
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play another round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be a bowling champion or a curling champion?
Bowling.
Who you talking to?
We know what your answer is out the gate. We already know.
I'm bowling. Go ahead, Junior. Tommy.
I'm going to go bowling because I don't know nothing about it. Yeah.
I don't know nothing about sweeping on no ice.
Dog.
What are you going to do?
I'm finna
Steve?
Be international, world-class curling champ.
Now, what is curling?
Rocks, stones, that's that Olympic sport that white people play.
Right.
Never seen a black person with this sport, ever.
You going to change ever. The game.
I'm going to be the first one, and I'm the whole time I'm curling, I'm going to have my mouth hanging open.
What is
so
that
I
for?
Slide down there.
Oh, because you smooth.
You're going to bring the pimp to it.
Sweep! Pump! I'm going to be talking.
I didn't even know what they were saying.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything. I don't want to sweep, though. That feels a little racist to me.
We always got an issue, don't we? We got a line.
I don't want to be the sweep.
Can't play the sport.
I'm not sweeping.
Right.
So, okay, would you rather be an okay-looking person but be very funny, very interesting, or would you rather just be super fine, super hot, and very boring? So, okay.
I'm just going to be eight.
All y'all just say eight right now.
Yeah.
Except for Cutie Pie down there in the corner. He's fine. But he's all right looking ass.
I'm pee all day. I know what I am.
Dog, you need to get your all right looking ass over here with me and Junior. And act like you got some damn sense.
We already eight.
Yeah, we A all day. There ain't no need to want to be B because we is A. Describe A again, Shirley.
All right, A. Would you rather be okay looking, but very funny and interesting, or super hot and very boring? Which one? Still A?
Who got to be A? Who wants to be B? Ain't nobody else got a chance of being B. Super
I'm
hot
interesting,
and boring.
But I'm hot too, though.
Dog,
I am.
You can't.
You're
be,
not hot, boy.
I can't be B, Tommy.
Joe, okay, regular looking ass.
I ain't no regular.
Dog, you ain't fine,
you looking over the top of your glasses at us now?
Dog, ain't nobody picked you cause you fine.
I'm hot.
Dog, you already
turn the air on.
Dog, you already in love cause you funny and interesting. Ass ain't on there cause you fine.
Yeah.
You be buying all them expensive ass suits like your uncle. We gotta dress expensive cause we strange looking.
Junior said, if you're hot, turn the air on. That's the only kind of hot you are. Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, last break of the day, closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a good day.
It is simply put, we have got to vote. That is our message.
Yes.
That is our cry. That's our next battle week. Cry. That's our mantra. That's everything. Hats off
today
to Pastor Jamal Bryant for his sermon about the Georgia election. Mm-hmm. Hats off to all of the boots on ground that's been trying to get their vote out. Hats off to everybody who honors the commitment to our ancestors and our forefathers that we are a voting block of people that must be dealt and contended with. Shame on you for those of you who don't vote and refuse to vote for whatever reason you may choose to pull. Whatever the reason, we should be voting. If you think we shouldn't, that's a sad mistake. I don't know what your reasoning is, but I've heard people with reasonings. They have spiritual reasons, religious reasons. They have a lot of reasons. I don't know what it is, but we need to vote. We need to vote. We need to honor those who have gone before us, who have sacrificed and given their lives for us to have the right to do a simple thing called vote. But there is a party, the Conservative Party, whose mission is to keep us from voting, whose mission is to ensure that the minority control the majority. Now, do I agree with everything on the left? Nope. Do I agree with everything on the right? Nope. But we're going to have some left and we're going to have some right. That's what it is. But what you're not going to do is control my every waking moment. You're not going to tell a woman what to do with their body. You're not going to tell us how and when we can vote. You're just not, man. You're not going to keep depleting the educational system and keeping it just for the well-off and the rich. You're not. I just think that we've got to put our flag in this thing and show them that when we flipped Georgia blue last time, it wasn't a fluke, that we're here to vote. We're voting to stay, man. We're voting to stay. What we did in Philly, we're going to keep doing it. What we did in Detroit and Milwaukee, we're going to keep doing it. It's time for a change. And look, man, the right is still getting what they want. And what they really want is money and power. That's really what they want, y'all. Y'all can stop with all this other stuff and all this here. That all that immoral mess they pulling, that selling the lie that the election was stolen, that's immoral. That's immoral. That giving out permits for hate groups to walk down taxpayer street to tell them how much they hate them, that's immoral. That's wrong. Selling a gun to anybody who wants a gun, that's immoral. Not taking a stand against these shootings in these schools and bringing about policy to stop that. People can't go to movie theaters. They can't go to mall. People can't go to church. People can't go to the mosque. People can't go to the synagogue because some fool got a gun. We got to stop this here. You got to stop telling me that blue lives matter at the expense of black lives. That's not what the Black Lives Matter movement was trying to get you to understand. Our lives matter just like everybody else's life could matter. This wasn't a counter if our lives matter, yours don't. But what we are trying to figure out is why ours don't count to y'all at all. Why is it, man, that we can keep repeatedly being killed and shot and brutalized by some police officers and it's okay? How is it okay? Where is the uproar for that? Oh, that's policy, huh? oh, it's because we support the police. Well, we don't. We support the police if they do their job, but we're not supporting the police for brutalizing us, and you shouldn't either. Oh, but then it don't really bother you because they're not brutalizing your community. They in our community. They killing our children. I wonder what would happen if it was your children that was getting killed. If these weren't black kids being shot by the police or being choked out or being kneed to death or being arrested and hung and all this here and being brutalized and shot by being pulled over by the police, I wonder how many of those people could be white before something was done about it. I'm just asking you, man. You know, you say you're the greatest country in the world. When you gonna act like it? When does the Constitution apply to us too? Why we gonna ever feel like y'all ain't talking to us? You know, you get mad. You get mad if we kneel for justice. You get mad if we sit at lunch counters for justice. You get mad if we march for justice. You're sitting up in here, man. You put guard dogs on us and fire hoses all the way from the 60s. Every time we stand up for what's ours, you got a problem with that. You send the police on. We got to make signs that say, I am a man. Why we got to tell you that? Tired of y'all, man. I'm sick of this government that talks to us that way. I'm sick of a party that treats us that way. I'm voting. Now, do I expect you to change? Not really. I don't see enough of you willing to stand up and take a strong stance. Oh, I saw y'all for George Floyd, but then, man, we was locked in the house during COVID. We didn't have nothing else to do, so we had a lot of support. But once you take that away, how are we going to make it happen? We got to fix this, y'all. And if they not going to fix it, we're going to have to fix it ourselves. We're going to vote. We're going to at least stop some of this nonsense. Okay? We'll vote. But wealllvote.org. Go get your status. Let's vote early. Let's vote often. Okay? Let's go. Yes, sir. Thank you. My closing remarks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.